Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Okay. Maybe the offense will be good.
While we were on break, back to back, Jax, thank you.
From the bottom of the order.
Colton Wong, your number 7 hitter, and Harrison Bader, your number 8 hitter, and Dexter Fowler, baby, who
on
did
base.
Exactly what he needs to do this year.
Get
I don't care
base.
If he swings the bat once. I want to see a 360 to 370 on base percentage. I think he's topped out in his career around, he had 393 one year, I think.
Yeah.
Bader's exit velocity was 111 miles per hour.
Smoked the hell
almost
out of,
as I mean, good as the 120 mile an hour one Stanton had earlier.
And by the way,
I can't remember how to say the name of the starter for the Brewers, but he put it absolutely.
Julius Chacin.
He put it absolutely in the wheelhouse for Bader.
By the way, because we're talking about something that's going on, any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description accounts of this game without the express written consent of whomever. Is prohibited.
That's right. There you go. Hey, it's time for the 590 The Fan Listener Award Spring Special featuring Kingside Diner and Herbie's. Right now, you can get your choice of a $50 gift card for Kingside Diner or Herbie's for only $25. Just go to 590thefan.com and click on the Listener Awards tab. I would recommend that. Rammer, you can even do it on that iPad.
I can.
And you should.
All right.
$25 for 50, that's a 2-for-1, baby.
Then I will.
Listener Rewards. That's what you get for listening. That is what you get. So, there you go. 3-0 Cardinals. Express written consent, something that we don't have or need. So, there you go. Back-to-back, Jax. Life is fun. I enjoy that very, very much. So, you were saying about the offense that you're not sure is going
to
be very
the
good?
The offense, really, really good. Really good. Top to bottom. Top to bottom.
That's
dynamic
right.
Offense.
Yeah, I actually think they need to flip it around. That 7-8 hitter is pretty good. Those 1-2 guys, they're not squat. They're
we'll give them one more look.
What is their career averages together probably have an OPS of around 870 or 880. So,
yeah.
You know, take that. Maybe higher than that. I know, I don't know what Carpenter is. I know Goldschmidt's a career 930 OPS guy.
Yeah. And I think their career on bases are up close to 4.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. You get on base 40% of the time, that will work, boys. So, a few more predictions for you boys and gals. We're going to go one at a time. Biggest surprise, and we didn't get to this, poor Matt Rocchio, but he does have it documented on the Twitter machine. By the way, go follow us on Twitter, at 590TheFan. Rock, we'll let you go first. Go ahead.
Yeah, my big surprise is going to be Colton Wong this season, and I stepped it out to
He does have it documented.
It is documented.
I stepped it out to a slash line that only 3 second basemen had last year, which was I predicted a slash line of 290, 360, and 430. For Colton Wong, which if he does that, it'll be absolutely incredible.
That's
all-star.
Interesting.
That's all-star.
If he hits 290... I would be floored if his slugging percentage is only 430. He's got a lot more power than that if he's actually making contact.
My thought process was, I was trying to gauge a middle ground where I wasn't going too crazy, but I wasn't going too close because he slugged like almost 420, like 419 or something like that 3 years ago. And so that was my thought as well. His highest batting average ever is like 275.
Yeah.
And his on base percentage, that's the only thing I didn't take a big jump because. His on-base percentage has been about 80, 100 points ahead of his batting average.
Well, because over the last couple of years, he's been batting eighth, and he had 11 intentional walks last year, so he had quite a few to pad stats a little bit. My opinion of Colton Wong is this, Raymond. Tell me if I don't know what I'm looking at.
Right now.
I think when he's trying to hit home runs, he strikes out a lot, and he's worthless. But he has really good natural power. Not really good. I think he has above-average natural power. So if he's making contact at a rate where he's hitting 290... Then I think he's a better than 430 slug guy.
That would be typical of most players.
Yeah.
That is a really good rule of thumb. Try and hit the ball hard.
Yeah, my dad...
Square it up.
Maybe say it differently than my dad did. This is why I did not play baseball. But he always said, swing hard in case you hit it.
Unfortunately, that had become in vogue for baseball for a decade.
You might call BS on it, but even Mark McGwire said I wasn't a home run hitter.
Yeah, I do call BS.
I was a contact hitter who hit the ball super hard. And I mean, a lot of people call BS, but the thought process behind that statement.
Right.
And then
that's where
useful.
We can agree.
Yeah.
That's where we can agree.
Yeah. At least he didn't lie to Congress
about
it.
Not really, Mark.
Now, the guy that did apply to was Jack Clark. He tried to hit it through the wall.
Mm. Didn't Jack have a rough run in there with some words about Albert Pujols one of those days?
Yes.
We still like Jack.
He's
so
the
there
best.
You go.
I love him.
I didn't get to watch them again. Unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah, it's too early for you.
Yeah. 590 The Fan will be airing the countdown to the home opener for the 2019 Cardinals season. It will be airing on Wednesday, April 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. and Thursday, April 4th from 5 to 7 a.m. It will feature interviews from the Tim McKernan Show with guests like Dexter Fowler, John Mozeliak, Mike Schilt, and more. Thanks to the Angry Beaver for helping to make this possible. The Angry Beaver is a sports bar with a feel of your local neighborhood bar. It is a great place to hang out before, during, or after every Cardinals game, located at 730 South Broadway, just a few blocks away from baseball heaven. So there you go, boys and girls. I would recommend going there. The Angry Beaver.
Very good.
That was a good cartoon back in the day, too. So there you go. I haven't checked the text line yet. By the way, I've opened it. I have tried to open it now going on four times, and every time I click the box, somebody says something interesting. So way
TJ has become an absolute text embracer.
Yes, I have. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Michaelis is his home run per game ratio not trending well through three innings. So there you go. He's on pace to let up. Two innings. He's two innings.
Let that one get away from him. Super high.
Guys, oh, Splashback Juice. This is a good question. How many rules of thumbs are there in life? You said that's a good rule of thumb for life. I don't know if you said baseball.
There are many. I don't know if there is a finite number.
Do you know the history for that saying?
I don't think so.
You don't know the history for that one?
History of that saying is this.
Oh, God, it's very macabre.
You, back in the day, I'm not advocating for this today, you were allowed to beat your wife with something so long as it was not wider than the width of your thumb.
Hmm.
If you ever seen the movie The Boondock Saints, somebody says that in front of a woman at the work. She goes, "You know how they came up with that thing?" And she scolds him for that's the reason. And his quip back is in such bad color. He just goes, "I don't know. It can't do a lot of damage. That shouldn't have been the rule of wrist." So bad.
Bad.
Donald Trump's Russian friend, Rock, why do you have to beat up the Blue Jays, eh?
I told you why.
We have to beat up the Blue Jays,
eh? I told you why.
No question.
Splashback Deuce. TJ was born a Hoosier, and I continue to be one. Splashback Deuce also says, Hockey Boob strikes again. What Hockey Boob do?
That was in the previous hour. He was complaining that we're talking about, that the entire station's talking too much baseball today.
On opening day, right.
Shocking development, honestly. Didn't see that one coming.
He gets it. He understands it. He just wants to be noticed. Bob, we noticed you.
No, he thinks that he, as a only hockey guy, has suffered so much, and the Cardinals fans have no idea what that is like because they've had so much success, the most success of any team in the history of the National League.
He
wants them to feel.
Yeah.
Most people are fans of both. He is in such a small group.
Yeah, he says he roots for the Cardinals to go 0-162 every year.
You know what's interesting? Yes.
It's insane.
Ridiculous.
He is very strange, too, because if you're going to choose one, typically you leave St. Louis, say you move to L.A. You still root for the Cardinals, but you might pick up the Kings. But you still root for the Cardinals. You will never, ever cheer for the Dodgers. You go to Boston, you may be a Bruins fan, but you're definitely not going to be a Red Sox fan. You are a Cardinals fan. That is true about anybody that I know that has moved out of this city. That switch football teams? Sure. Switch hockey teams? Okay. Baseball teams? You're out of your mind.
It doesn't happen very often.
It's a rule of thumb.
It's a rule of thumb. And maybe the pinky.
Well done. So.
You've always been lenient.
Pretty good stuff there, boys and girls. Hey, you know, I really enjoy our friends over at Royal Bank.
Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. That's the people I think you're speaking about. And, you know, Royal Banks has 11 branches now to serve you. Yeah, and while they've grown, what's really important is that each and every branch feels like your local neighborhood bank, and that's really important. So the power of being bigger is good, but the hometown, neighborhood, local feel is even better. And what's great about it is at Royal Banks of Missouri, for over 50 years, it's been a St. Louis company run by people from St. Louis. And that matters because, as we know, whether you've been on Twitter and all the unique food stuff that's been going around on Twitter, St. Louis is a unique place. Royal Banks gets that, which means they get you. And they're there to help you achieve your financial goals, whether you prefer gooey butter cake or not.
Yeah.
They don't care. They just want to help you get the finances to buy whatever crazy St. Louis food you want. Royal Banks of Missouri. Yes, indeed. Better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There was a big Twitter uproar yesterday about how St. Louis people slice their bagels in bread form.
I never even heard of that until yesterday. My wife goes, oh, yeah, over at Breadco. I go, what? What are you talking about?
Dude, I've been eating them like that since I was a kid.
Yeah, you're kidding, really?
As somebody who worked there down in Columbia.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I worked at the downtown. I went to the downtown one.
Oh, okay. I've not been to that one. I always went to the one on Nifong.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. But, people came in there all the time. And most of the time it was annoying because with the bread slicer, honestly, like, you can get, like, to, like, every rack of bagel with the bread slicer. And you're just tossing them in there. And you can just knock out a couple dozen in seconds. The bread slicer, you got to take them over and do them two at a time. And it's in a different part of the store. So bread slicing, while I actually agree that it's easier to eat, person you're ordering them from hates you. Immediately, they're like, this person just made my next 5 minutes of my life 10 times more complicated than they had to be.
Is this a first world problem that bagels are, there's one way to do it that's easier than the other?
No, it's easier to eat.
Right, that's what I mean. That's a first world issue.
Well, why did we cut bread in the first place then? Just leave it in the loaf.
Well, for sandwiches.
Well, this is for easier consumption, too. Sandwiches are easier consumption. Couldn't you just throw some pickles and cheese on top of a loaf of bread?
Honestly, here's
the
thing. It's the best. If you're getting a dozen bagels for the office, bread slicing it is actually a better way to do it because
it distributes easier.
People can now take a half a bagel.
True.
Without having to do their own slicing or anything like that. You don't have to. And more than that, when it comes to the flavored bagels at like the cinnamon crunch ones or the Asiago cheese. If you're at the office and you're splitting them across and somebody just takes like the top half, it's got all the flavoring, and there's just a bottom that nobody wants.
Guys, hate to interrupt, but
a little bite and everything.
Matt Carpenter just hit into the shift again. He can't figure it out. We need to trade him.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, 5-9 of the Fan will be airing the countdown to the home opener for the 2019 Cardinals season. As I told you moments ago, it will be airing on Wednesday, April 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. and Thursday, April 4th from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. It will feature interviews from the Tim McKernan Show and guest Dexter Fowler, John Mozeliak, Mike Schilt, and more. Thanks to JMH Law Firm for helping make this possible. Getting in trouble with the law is never fun, but you might as well have the best criminal defense lawyer in St. Louis. Go, give Joe Harvath and the JMH Law Firm a call at 314-827-6222. That is 314-827-6222.
Excuse me.
Bob had a sneeze attack while we were...
Right. Sorry about that.
There was not a better time, though. I didn't ask you a question, and then you just couldn't answer. It was good. So... fun stuff. Let's get back to our biggest surprise. Bob Ramsey, who will your biggest surprise be? Harrison Bader hitting 162 bombs this year. He's on pace.
Whew. I don't know. I'm arrogant enough to think I know what everyone will do, so who will surprise me? I've got to get over my arrogance.
It's more than that. Us people who aren't as smart as you when it comes to the baseball...
Look at you playing to the ego. What haven't we figured out that you have?
It could still be a surprise for everybody else.
Wait.
I think that Carlos Martinez will be very productive member of the Cardinals bullpen.
Okay.
Very productive.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Will Carlos Martinez start a game this year? I kind of think he will, and then he goes back to the pen.
I think he'll start 3 games.
All right, so we're on the same page.
He'll start a game, but it's because the Cardinals are finally trying the opener strategy.
The bullpenning, yeah.
That's because they're trying the opener strategy, and he's out of there after two and two-thirds.
Yeah, put he, Reyes, Miller, and Hicks
as your
bullpen game.
Jeez, good luck, boys and girls.
Oh, man.
Good.
You like that bullpenning?
I love that.
Good luck indeed. So, that'll be fun. My surprise player, I bounced back and forth on this, and I have really thought, Tyler Webb's got a shot at this one, because I just kind of think that we're going to be looking at a...
Find another lefty somewhere.
And I think Miller's going to struggle.
Huh.
So if Miller struggles and he's your only left-hander in the pen,
won't be
Tyler
the first time
Webb
to say that this year.
Huh?
Find another lefty somewhere.
Yeah,
Tyler Webb is your only option if that's the case. I mean, at this point, I think because obviously you're not going to be looking at a resurgence of Brett Cecil. So he has been on my mind a little bit, and then the other one that last year was supposed to be a big acquisition, no one has said a word about Dominic Leone. I think he would surprise a lot of people who have not even thought about him since last year when they signed
him. I'm surprised he made the team.
Yeah?
I am.
I didn't even look at his spring numbers. Rock, get on that. And then, of course, your biggest disappointment, I led into that. Andrew Miller, I think, will be my biggest disappointment. I'm saying this against all hope because I when they signed him in my brain and everything, I'm like, all right, I think it's a good bounce back year. Then he had a rough spring, and I think, he may be a big disappointment because he, when you think of Andrew Miller, you think of 2017 Indians. Was it 17, 16, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Dominic Leone in spring pitched in 8 games, 8 1/3, allowed 2 earned runs.
So pretty good.
And Ben.
With strikeout walk.
Had 4 walks, 4 strikeouts.
Too many walks.
Faced 36 batters, a whip of 1.68.
That's terrible.
That's really bad.
And he allowed 10 hits.
But keep in mind, when you construct the bullpen, you've got to have guys who can pitch in games you're losing. So your sixth and seventh relievers, those are the guys that pitch in games that you're losing. So, that's the way it's constructed.
But there's no rule inning against fodder? Them also being good.
You're describing inning fodder at this point.
Yeah, but no matter how good you are, somebody will be your sixth guy and somebody will be your seventh guy.
That's true, but wouldn't you like your sixth and seventh guy to be guys that you can use when your other guys are unavailable and they're still good?
Absolutely.
You just don't have enough money to go get enough good guys and put him in the bullpen.
Well, eventually, I think you've got enough young arms, you could do that.
But right.
Money.
Yeah, September.
Money and being the seventh guy is probably why he's on the big league roster now.
That makes sense. Hey, once again, boys and girls, 5-9 Fan is going to be airing the countdown to the home opener for the 2019 Cardinals season. It will be airing Wednesday, April 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. and Thursday, April 4th from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. It will feature interviews from the Tim McKernan Show with guests Dexter Fowler, John Mozeliak, Mike Schilt, and more. The countdown to the Cardinals home opener is presented by Lakeside Roofing. Lakeside Roofing has built a solid reputation as one of the reliable, trust, high-quality work and competitive prices. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Check that out. Three wonderful sponsors for our Tim McKernan Show special Wednesday from 1 to 3. That's good stuff. I don't know if you've heard his stuff with John Mozeliak.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it really is good. So let's hear from John Mozeliak some more, if we could. I don't know. We had not actually heard this, at least in his words. John Mozeliak on Paul Goldschmidt's recruitment to St. Louis.
First off, it was very organic. And actually, I think Tony La Russa spoke highly of the Cardinals. And they got to know each other in Arizona. I think Dave McKay was a big advocate for the Cardinals. I think Dan Descalzo and John Jay, who they played together in Arizona. So, there's no doubt that there were people outside the organization that said it's a great place to play. And then, of course, somebody like a Matt Carpenter, Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, they have great appreciation for our city and this team, and they were helpful as well.
Couple takeaways here. One, that's what happens when you do right by people. John Jay and Daniel Descalzo were never stars here. They were never going to be stars here, but they were treated really well by the organization, the fans,
right,
and their teammates.
Right.
And that's how you get to place. If you are a star, Paul Goldschmidt or Mike Trout or whoever you would be talking to, hearing it from those guys is a lot more important to me than hearing it from Albert Pujols, who was going to be treated well wherever he went. So it's a pretty cool thing.
That's good insight. I agree with that 100%.
And Tony La Russa, as well, speaking just in general, Tony can speak to the higher-ups much better than the players can. Players, in fact, Billy DeWitt was on earlier. He said, a lot of the younger players, I'm not trying to make friends with them necessarily. They all see me around and know who I am and all that, but I've gotten to know some of the older guys.
Almost every great manager or coach, but we're talking baseball, every great manager who has extended success will point to ownership having their back.
Yeah.
Almost every time. There are some rare exceptions, but almost every time.
And this ownership group is probably the best Cardinals have ever had. So
it's hard to argue with the success, no question about it.
And I think John Mozeliak, while a lot of people question the last 3 years or so, his track record certainly prior to that and then pulling off the Goldschmidt thing here, and I think it looks pretty good. John Mozeliak is very good. Mike Gersh, look, he's a general manager now, but I think people see him as the GM in title only. John Mozeliak is still pulling the strings of the puppet here. So there's enough here, and my point saying that about Gersh wasn't, it's not a rip on Gersh. It more so means when Tony La Russa says, hey, John Mozeliak this, well, okay, that's who we're talking about anyway. So all that said, I think that's a big deal. The second takeaway from the Goldschmidt thing is I'm just really glad we don't have to listen to St. Louis fans talk about how Stars don't want to come here. Never want to be around, at least for six more years. Right? You got one who had never stepped foot in St. Louis for a day and said, yeah, I really like this. Six more years, we don't have to listen to it.
Right.
That's a good thing. So I believe, boys and girls, we got to get going. And there were two things that you guys are going to be hearing next hour. The first one is Chris Kerber, the voice of your St. Louis Blues. Spoke to him, and we recorded this. He's traveling right now, so we had to record. He's traveling for their game tomorrow. So we went over, had some really good conversations specifically about Binnington versus Jake Allen, how that's gone about. A little bit of the stuff we talked about yesterday. And then we dove into, obviously, a lot of different Blues scenarios, possibilities. He had one really good line. I said, you know, I would rather play Nashville than I would Dallas right now. And he said, you know, that goes back to pick your poison. The thing about picking your poison is it's still poison. So good line from him. That'll be on in a little bit. And then I spoke to Steve White, Steve White, NFL Network. He was at Drew Lock's Pro Day for Mizzou. And so I recorded this last week on my podcast, the Take No Offense podcast. You guys can go subscribe to that if you want. It's all over my social media at TJMO28. But it's going to be playing for you guys in the second half of this next hour. Really good insight. He was actually there. It was tough to see. They put it on NFL Network, but it's only it's not very wide indoor, and it's only 70 yards long, so you really couldn't see much of what was going on camera. He was actually sitting there, so he was able to tell you a lot of good things about what happened there. Steve White, a Missouri guy, actually. He went to high school here, and then he went to Mizzou for 2 years before going to, I think, Howard University. So a lot of good insight there, given MIZ while he was on the NFL Network broadcast. So anyway, that is all coming up in the next hour. You guys stick around, and hey, Bob, go Cards. I love saying that for the first time this year. March 28th, let's go Cards.
Pretty early. Have fun at Hot Shots tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. We will see you on Monday, and we will talk to all you guys tomorrow. See ya.